So, Abademi, do you remember we were talking about food combinations which people find strange? Well, I was wondering, are there any foods which just freak you out, which you'd never eat?
Well, I think the older I've gotten, the more I've become kind of hesitant to try new food, which is strange. Before,
I
the
thought you
thought
were going to say more adventurous, but the opposite.
it is the opposite, unfortunately. Before, the thought of eating insects or cats and dogs didn't do anything for me. It didn't do anything bad. It was just like, oh, sure, I'll try it. Before, my philosophy was, if it's food and if I see somebody else eating it, I'll try it. But now, just the thought of it, of trying to eat a dog or a cat, I don't want to.
So did you try some strange foods when you were younger?
Yes, I traveled to Northern Canada and I lived in an Inuit community for a little while. And there, they eat a lot of different sea animals. For example, whales. What else? They eat caribou as well. Just different animals. And I tried a lot of that. And I really liked it. It was good. It didn't do anything bad to me, or, yeah, I didn't get sick or anything from it.
And you didn't have a problem with the connection between this animal, the whale, and which people have now raised to be like, this is so important for our planet.
Personally, no, I didn't. I think I don't want to say I'm being selfish, but to me, if you're doing it for not to sell, not for commercialization, and for these people, for those people, the Inuits, it's their way of living. It's their way of surviving. So I didn't have any problems with that. So I think maybe in general too, that's where that philosophy before was, if somebody else is eating it and it's okay, I'll try it. Why not? So I don't know.
I've never tried anything like that. But in fact, when I travelled in Southeast Asia, I did try some insects, and they look terrible, and it's really hard to get your mind around the fact you're going to eat it. When you eat it, it doesn't. I mean, it tastes okay. They're normally cooked like maybe candied, so they're a bit sweet or they're a bit salty, so they taste okay. But your eyes continue to tell your brain that there's something wrong.
Do you think you would try it again?
I think I would. If I think the future is insects.
Okay, the future is that's funny. It's funny, Nigeria. We used to, when I was a kid, we would I don't know what you call them. They were like, I don't want to say termites. I'm not sure, but they were flying a certain type of flying insect that will come at a certain time of the year, and they were only there maybe for 2 or 3 weeks, and we would just catch them and fry them, just salted and fried, and it was really good. And back then, to me, it wasn't anything strange. It was just like nice. I would think that I would like to try it again because it was just so good, just from my memories. But I don't know, I might hesitate now to eat it.
I think people can quickly become used to strange foods. So nobody ate raw fish in England, say 25 years ago, but with Japanese food becoming more popular, now it's perfectly acceptable. Lots of people like to eat like raw fish.
I think if you say something is healthy, it can quickly gain in popularity.